What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim. We got a wonderful day today, but what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding in communities everywhere.
We have a wonderful guest. Just tell the people who you are and who you represent.
So my name is Jasmine Hooks, and I am the Mentor Tutor Coordinator for the Gear Up program at the University of Central Oklahoma.
Broncos? Is it Bronchos or Broncos? Everybody says it differently.
I know.
Really?
Y'all both looked at me.
Yeah,
I know.
It's up to you. Whatever.
It's up to
you.
All right. I'm going to go Broncos.
Good job, Tim. Good job. But anyways, what is Gear Up and some of its benefits?
So Gear Up is a grant-funded program, and its acronym stands for Gaining Early Awareness and Readiness for Undergraduate Programs. So we basically get high school students prepared for college, and we expose them to all different types of we expose them to all different types of careers as well as degrees that they can pursue after high school.
Nice, nice.
Does this cost any money?
No, it's free to our students and their families.
How many schools are you serving?
We're serving Millwood, Western Heights, Dale City, and Midwest City High School. So four different schools.
So this is free college preparation?
Yes.
How long do you help them in college?
We stay with the students all the way until their first year of college.
Nice.
How do these kids sign up for Gear Up?
Well, if you're going to graduate in the class of 2020, you're automatically in the program. Nice. You just have to connect with the coordinator and complete a few papers, and then you're ready to go.
Oh, pretty simple.
How many students do y'all have?
We have about 1,300 students total.
Whoa.
Yes.
How many people are in Gear Up that are like managing these 1,300 people?
We are a staff of 7.
And you go, how? That's stressful.
Yes.
Wow. I'm over here tripping whenever I got like 30 kids out there by myself. No.
We're thankful you found the time to come join us.
Thank you. Absolutely. I'm happy to be here.
Absolutely.
So how did you end up with In Gear Up?
Well, I've always loved helping people, and it just kind of fell in my lap. I met the director of Gear Up in the salon one day. Didn't even know she was the director of Gear Up, but she heard me over talking to a customer that was in there about how college changed my life. And so she asked me if I was looking for a job, and at the time I was. And so I applied, and then I'm here now.
Nice.
So how did college change your life?
It exposed me to different types of cultures, as well as different ways to think, and also ways to network. So I really learned how to connect with people.
Nice. So where did you go to college?
I went to college at the University of Central Oklahoma.
Where you're now working at?
Yes, yes.
So, like, were you a first-generation college student? Did you have parents in Edmond?
No.
Where did you come from?
So I am from Muskogee, Oklahoma, and I am a first-generation student, and I am very proud to be able to help students who I understand that so well, not having someone to show me the way or understand what this life is like going to college and how to sign up for financial aid or how to go through the enrollment process.
Did you know any of that?
I did not.
No. How did you learn?
I learned through people who acted as mentors in my life. So I had advisors who really cared for me, teachers who really cared for me, and also just other adults along the way who really seen something great in me and encouraged me to keep moving forward.
And now you're doing that with other students.
Yes, I am.
The cycle's great, Tim.
The cycle is great. I like that you're continuing it. Who are some of your biggest influences?
Some of my biggest influences would definitely be my grandmother. She was always ambitious about life and just always saying to put your best foot forward and to never give up.
Nice. Nice. Well, I have another question. Can you tell us some of your difficulties you had being a first-generation college student? I know as soon as you got there, it's definitely a culture shock. I feel like it is for everybody. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yes. So some of the difficulties that I had definitely was just not finding the support system. that I needed when I first entered school. But as I continued through the journey, I found out that there were more students like me. And then I didn't really find this out until like close to the end. So one of the things I always encourage our students to do is network and step outside your comfort zone, because it's important to connect with students so that you know that you're not alone.
Absolutely.
Do you have any other tips for your students you mentor besides stepping out of their comfort zone?
Just always picking yourself up and keep on pushing. Like, sometimes you'll get knocked down, but don't stop, just keep on going.
That is college in a nutshell. Getting knocked down and
it's a process.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Trust the process.
I like it. A little bit of basketball in here.
Can you tell us some of your up success stories with students?
Yes. So we have a student who, she's really, really active and interested in STEM. And last year, we took our students to see the movie Hidden Figures, which is about the three African-American ladies who helped NASA whenever they put the first spaceship into the sky. So once she seen that movie and she was able to see how they helped with the math and the science and seeing it in a different light, like STEM in a different light, it has encouraged her to pursue that more right now in high school. And she's also planning to pursue this as a college degree and a career. So
nice.
That's pretty amazing.
Yes.
Do you have any more? We like these.
We have two different models of our mentor program. One is more community focused. So this is where all of the adults in Oklahoma City who are interested in mentoring can come out and be mentors on the weekends, which is about once a month. Then we also have a near peer model at each one of the schools. So the upper class students mentor the underclass. So I say all this to say that we have some students who participated in our program last semester, and they were the mentees. And this year, now that our students are sophomores, some of those students are able to go back and be mentors.
That's amazing. How many mentors do you have?
Well, community based, we have about 24 mentors, and in the schools, we have up to 20 to 30 upperclassmen mentors at each school site.
It definitely helps keep things organized having that many students, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's awesome. That's definitely a
also cool way to do it. Like, when you have another student as a mentor, it's mm-hmm. a little different than having an adult.
Yes. They speak to them in a different way. So they can connect with them on a eye-to-eye level, so to speak, versus it being an adult. Sometimes we can get to them, but to hear your peer give you advice is different than someone that's older than you.
Absolutely, because your whole life you get you get advice from people older than you, and sometimes it just goes in one ear and out the other. So how do you become a mentor?
Well, if you'd like to be a community mentor, you can apply at our website, which is www.uco.edu/gearup. Once you get there, you just click on the mentor application, complete that, and then we'll run a background check, and then I'll contact you and we'll go through the training.
What are the mentor hours like?
The mentor hours are once a month during our Saturday Academy, so from about 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. once a month, and we do various activities. For instance, this Saturday, we're going to the food bank, and we're going to teach the students about service learning.
Nice. So this is, do you pay the mentors, or it's all free?
It's voluntary.
Nice.
So we really, really rely on our mentors, and we appreciate them for giving that time back to the program.
So you have 1,300 students, and about 7 of you all, and how many mentors?
We have 24 community mentors, and then about 20 to 30 near-peer mentors at each school.
So if you can help mentor.
Yes, please come out. We'd love to have you.
Absolutely. That's amazing. What are your favorite things to do just for to read, watch for inspiration, to keep you going with all this busy schedule?
Well, I love watching YouTube videos that's like positive videos. Eric Thomas. I like Les Brown. I like to read motivational books as well, too. So my favorite book is The Year of Yes by Shonda Rhimes.
What's that about?
So Shonda Rhimes is the producer and writer of Grey's Anatomy and also How to Get Away with Murder, Scandal, great shows like that. And so the great thing about her is that she's an introvert. And in her book, she just talks about her giving a year of yes. So every opportunity that came, she said yes. And it opened up so many doors for her. And it helped her develop and not have that anxiety, social anxiety. So I really admire her taking that leap and pursuing the things that she loves.
Have you applied that to your life?
Absolutely. That's why I'm here today.
Nice.
Absolutely. Well, pretty much out of questions. So the last thing we usually ask, what is your favorite quote?
My favorite quote is, "Turn your wounds into wisdom" by Oprah Winfrey.
I like that. I do like that. So, I think you're an amazing person. Everything that you're doing with Gear Up is just awesome. And I didn't realize there was that many kids involved with it. Oh my gosh, 1,300 kids. It's amazing that you guys got that many kids like actually thinking about college and learning about college. I know that's tough because I remember back in the day, JP didn't even know you had to apply to college.
His sister told me that.
Yeah, I mean, the only reason why I knew we had to apply to college because I was involved with Upper Bound back when I was in high school, which, you know, it helps out. It helped me a lot, big time. So I know Gear Up is doing wonderful things for all of these kids. So thank you very much for coming on today.
Thank you. Like,
you're definitely a wonderful human being. JP, you want to let everybody know where they can find us at?
You want to tell everyone where they can find Gear Up at, and I'll tell
ours.
Yes. So you can find us at the UCO website, which is www.uco.edu/gearup.
What about the social media platform?
We're on Facebook, and you just search Gear Up Central, and we're there. So like our page, please.
For sure.
Yes, like the page. Give it a follow. We're on YouTube, SoundCloud, Google Play, and iTunes. Instagram at The Positive Truth. All of our other stuff, it's underneath.
Yeah.
I don't want to take time away from Jasmine, but we really appreciate you coming on. Hopefully, this brings more awareness to all the positive things you're doing for free. That's incredible to me. It's just utterly incredible. Hopefully, it helps you get some more mentors. We appreciate you coming on. Until then, we're out.
Stay positive.